It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Tuesday, September 2nd. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. For companies like Facebook that started in the U.S., the big money is now in new and emerging markets, and that money comes from advertising. But there's a catch. In a country like India, which may soon overtake the U.S. as Facebook's biggest market, there are unique challenges. One of them, targeted advertising. Sam Harnett reports.
It's not easy to target mobile ads in places like India. Connections are spotty and data networks limited. Ask Ann Nelson. She teaches international media development at Columbia University.
Western marketers go in and they don't really understand the populations they're addressing.
Nelson says that's why Facebook is now providing advertisers with data on cell reception and connection. It helps match ads to user technology. So, for example, Coca-Cola could send a video ad to people in cities with 4G LTE, or turn it into a text ad for people in rural areas. Nathan Eagle says this is important because most users in places like India are on pay-as-you-go data plans. Eagle is the CEO of Jhana, a mobile marketing platform.
Advertising for most people in these emerging markets ultimately is taking money out of their pockets.
There are over a billion potential Facebook users in India. That's probably not the best way to make a first impression. In San Francisco, I'm Sam Harnett for Marketplace.
Rumors this week ahead of Apple's big event next week, the tech giant may have a convincing solution to a nut that companies have yet to crack, mobile payments. The company is reportedly, perhaps, partnering with big credit card companies to offer some kind of system in its next piece of hardware, like an iPhone 6, perhaps, that lets users pay for stuff with a wave of their device. This would potentially use near-field communication or NFC technology, and if real, it could be a game-changer in a space where many have tried and failed to dominate. Part of that, says our friend at CNET, Lindsay Turrentine, might be a tried-and-true Apple strategy.
Apple has a tendency to wait until all of the kinks in a technology are ironed out before it adopts that technology. And then because it has this huge market share, Apple will take an idea and make it happen.
If it's for real, this sort of thing could eclipse other efforts, like Google's Wallet, for instance, and that could help with another nagging mobile payment problem.
It's sort of a chicken and an egg issue because retailers have to have hardware to make this happen. And consumers need to have a phone that also has the same technology built in.
Wait, but there's already a company that is giving retailers hardware for easy card payments, right? What's it called again? Square? How's that going to work out?
If Apple can make mobile payments happen with your phone and obviate the need for a card at all, Square finds itself not quite so convenient anymore.
Our friend at CNET, Lindsay Turrentine, will keep you posted as things develop. All this week, we're talking about how tech is changing reading. Yesterday, we heard about tablets in schools from Marketplace Learning Curve reporter Adrian Hill. Today, we're going to talk about using technology as a parent who wants their children to have top-notch reading skills in a changing environment. Jason Bogue is the author of Born Reading, Bringing Up Bookworms in a Digital Age. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Ben.
What made you write this book?
We had a brand new daughter. She was a newborn, and I spent a lot of time just kind of sitting and looking at her. Newborns don't do that much. They just kind of sit there. They're mute. So I just started reading her books. And after a few months of that, I could see that it was having a real effect on her and her brain and her development.
Were you also like getting her onto the iPad and getting her onto Angry Birds at the same time, or did you avoid that?
We had a lot of conversations about that in our house. I think I would have put her on the iPad from a very young age, but my wife, she pushed back a little bit against that. So then I asked the experts, and it turns out, according to the American Academy of Pediatrics, you should wait till 2 years old or beyond to introduce digital devices.
Now, I know a big issue you talk about in the book is the importance of interactive reading. Do you think the rise of reading on devices is capable of enhancing this kind of active engagement?
I think it's a really fascinating moment we're at here. I think these kids have some of the most amazing tools at their disposal. But I also think it's a very dangerous time for children. I think The problem is these devices try to give that interactive experience themselves. The device will read the book to your child. And neuroscience has proven that your brain does not respond in the same way to a recorded voice as it does to a real human voice in front of you speaking to you.
So how then do we build tools that actually add value to learning when it comes to reading?
One place that I looked when I was researching this was the Fred Rogers Institute, and they've divided two apps. One is called Alien Assignment. It's totally free. You can download it in the App Store. And it lets your kid use your phone and go around in the world and take pictures of things, but they have to come back and report to their parent and have a conversation with you about what they're doing. So any app that encourages you to do something yourself and then go talk to a parent or a caregiver about it, that will give you some of those same benefits.
So there could be some good news out there along with stick to the classics.
Oh, totally. And I did, like I said, these tools are going to change our children. It's just the one thing we have to be very careful not to lose in this shift. I mean, no matter what the data says, we will never be able to replace interactive reading and how important that is for children.
Jason Bogue is the author of Born Reading, Bringing Up Bookworms in a Digital Age. Jason, thank you very much for talking with us.
Oh, thank you. It's been a real pleasure.
You can find more of our coverage of technology and reading this week at marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.